good evening and welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, your host this evening. And tonight we have here in our studio Joanne McCarley, and she is with Shining Care. And we're going to talk about how you as a community and how our community already is sharing the love. Just sharing the love by giving back in lots of different ways. We're going to shine a light tonight on caregivers, how they make a difference in our community, and the part that Shining Care plays in it, and the part that organizations and families and friends all play in it as well. So if you're tuning in for the very first time tonight, Heroes of the North State is literally a show that shines the light on people who are simply making a difference in the lives of others, not because they have to or they're told to, but simply because it's just the right thing to do and they see a need and they fill it. And what better way to talk about going into the holiday season and to talk about how you can give back in your community than caregivers. So, Joanne, thank you for joining us this evening. We're really happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Wonderful. So I think what we could do is just dive right in and let's spend this hour really getting to know about Shining Care. You do so much, and we've had you on the show before about a year ago, and you do so much that it's hard to cover it all in one setting. So we've got an hour this evening, and so let's talk about like the heart of Shining Care. Like how did you think to found it?
Wow, that's a long story, but you know, I think like most things, it starts at home.
Yes.
And we all have elder loved ones, or maybe we've had a loved one that has some sort of disability or something. And experiencing that, I saw the need. And, of course, my degree was in nursing and then social work, and I was a discharge planner. And I saw a real need, kind of a gap in services, that families need support and guidance and ongoing help throughout the continuum of care. A lot of people kind of fall between the cracks, and a lot of times people end up hospitalized or institutionalized or whatever, and it could have been prevented with just a little bit of support. So that was, you know, it was kind of, I guess you could, for sure, it was a God calling for me, a calling to meet that need.
Yeah. So then you have this this heart, this passion that you want to start helping. And so what do you think, what's the first step? Like how did you begin that journey?
Well, you know, it actually started in 1996 as Compass. And some people may have heard about Compass. And that's a really long story. But we had an opportunity. There was a need, and there was a program available through the Far Northern Regional Center called Supported Living Services. And it was a model that I really liked. It, you know, it's basically assessing what people need and creating a circle of support around them. Natural supports, not just services, but natural supports and paid services. And so we started doing that. We saw really great success with folks. And I just thought, you know, this is the answer. Had my family had this kind of help, had the families that I dealt with in doing discharge planning, had there been a program like this, it would have made all the difference. We had Sadie Hess is her name. Oh. She was my co-founder and business partner. And we said, okay, let's just go for it. Yes. And so a lot of work.
Yeah, setting up a nonprofit. Because your nonprofit, was Compass a nonprofit?
No, we, you know, it's costly to start a nonprofit.
Yes, it is.
And we didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we just, you know, we're both, I'm a social worker, but I'm also an entrepreneur, conservative, with some kind of a strange breed here. and so I thought, you know, let's just do the smart thing. Let's work hard. Let's be creative and innovative, and let's just make this work. And so we just went for it. We each put in our little $1,500.
Well, I love these stories.
And that was it. We didn't have any debt, and we just worked hard. And really we kept our focus on the mission.
Yeah.
And we always said God was our CEO, and we, rely heavily on God, and He has provided. And so it wasn't until 2009 that it became evident that it was time to divide and conquer. So Compass LLC continues to serve people with developmental disabilities only, that program.
Okay.
And
so
I branched out.
So in-home health care?
It's called Supported Living Services and Independent Living Services. It's its own program funded through the Far Northern Regional Center.
Okay.
I branched out and decided to do a nonprofit because as time went on, you know, by the time, you know, 2008, 2009 came around, more and more older adults, the population was growing, you know, we're all in the silver tsunami, they call it. And yet the resources were dwindling. And being a nonprofit, you can more easily have volunteers. You can do fundraising, and it's easier to provide free service that people really need. Mm-hmm. So I sold my half of Compass and formed Shining Care.
I see. Yeah.
Yes.
So from Shining Care, so you, of course, you have like 30 people working there, right? Don't you wish?
We wish.
Yes. So I always say when I talk about Shining Care, you're a mighty group of three. And you do big work, and sometimes it's been a group of two. And the amount of support and giving back that the two of you do in the community and the volunteer hours that you put into your nonprofit in addition to running a nonprofit is really a model for anyone to look at. I think I'm just happy to know you, to be honestly.
Okay, no, I'm embarrassed. Thank you.
That's okay. That's why we call you unsung heroes, because you're humble and you're kind. And so with this group, so you have your Shining Care ladies and you offer services, you have different programs. Mm-hmm. So what's under the umbrella of Shining Care?
Right. So, and for us, overall, the vision is that no family, no older adult or disabled individual, that no one feels alone. So a big part of our mission is that people know that there's someone that cares, and even though we may not have all the answers for you, you're not alone in this, and we believe that's really important. And we're going to work hard to figure out the best plan possible. So we have, it's called Aging Life Care. It's actually a profession. We're part of the National Aging Life Care Association. Now, when I first started out back in 1996, I didn't know what to call it. But there were a lot of us across the nation that were doing similar work. And so it is now a national association that we're part of, and I'm a certified care manager. Okay. So basically it's free consultation. Okay. And counsel and guidance is at the heart of it, and really figuring out what is needed for each person and each family to be safe and well and hopefully happy.
Yeah.
You know, whole person and helping people, hands-on connecting them to whatever resources, supports that they need to be safe and well.
So this is the way I envision it. You're like the spoke, and you have a bunch of, what do you call that on the bike?
Right.
Yeah.
Spokes. I always say we're the hub of the wheel.
You're the hub of the, that's what I'm trying to say. You're the hub of the wheel, and you're connecting everyone to different groups within the community.
Mm-hmm.
So how many counties do you serve?
We serve primarily Shasta County, but we do serve Tehama and Siskiyou as well, and we have ventured into Trinity County. The further out we go, the more challenging it is, partly because, well, mostly because there are fewer resources in those counties. And for us to stay abreast on all of the available resources, things, you know, free public services come and go with grants and funding.
Yeah.
Just things change all the time. So our challenge is to stay abreast of all of the changes and know all the resources and how to tap into those for people. When families are dealing with a major change or, an older adult yourself, you've had a change of condition, it's overwhelming. Yeah. You can't, it's not very effective to just give people a bunch of phone numbers. Usually folks need some help. Like, so we call for them. You know, we make the 3 phone calls, the 2 faxes, and 7 emails it takes to get the bath chair delivered, because sometimes that's what's needed.
It's almost always what's needed. Yeah. It's that emotional, you just need someone to take some of the weight off of you while you're dealing with taking care of your loved one.
Yes, absolutely. And knowing the system, because each system has its own rules and regulations. And if sometimes, you know, a person may call and to ask for service and help, and if they ask the wrong way, they are told, "Oh, I'm sorry, we can't help you." So it's knowing, you know, what to say, when to say it. And then, of course, you know, we're an advocate. So families need advocates. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. So out of that, what are some types of needs that someone may call for?
Well, it could be anything. Very common is, you know, I'm not sure if my mom is safe at home anymore. She says she is. We don't think she is. My brother, you know, everyone's on a different page. And, you know, sometimes they are. You know, as family members, we love our loved ones, and we get worried about them. And we may not understand, or we may even overreact a little bit. So what a big part of what we do is we're the experts that can come in, and we don't have any emotional ties, and we help assess, okay, where is their risk?
Yeah.
Are they, you know, and what are your options? Because if mom wants to stay home, that's our goal. And what can be put in place to help make sure that she's safe and that it's what she wants? Because we honor, the people that we serve. We all need a choice in our life.
Right.
Of how we're going to live.
So a risk could be maybe something as simple as tripping and falling and living alone.
Mm-hmm. We do a full fall risk assessment. We can screen for memory loss, and it's good to have that done because a lot of times it's treatable.
Okay.
We do a home safety evaluation.
Fantastic.
The whole thing.
So, Joanne, I want to hear more about that, but we've got to take a commercial break. So I'm Michelle Slade, and joining me here in the studio tonight is Joanne McCarley from Shining Care. And we are shining a light on caregivers and the difference they make in our community, and we'll be right back.
Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer, as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of RABA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Well, welcome back into the studio. I'm Michelle Slade. I'm your host this evening. And joining me is Joanne McCarley, and she's with Shining Care. And they are our unsung heroes for the evening. Them, all the caregivers, and all the people in the community who support them. So we ended the break with talking about different programs that Shining Care offers and how they were founded. And we're moving along into caregivers. And there's so many programs. We're going to touch on that as we talk about caregivers. And so, Joanne, so tell me a little bit about a caregiver.
Right. They are truly the sung hunk.
Yes, absolutely.
I was a caregiver, and I'm still recovering.
That's right. Oh, they are definitely our unsung heroes.
Yes, thank you. Unsung heroes. And a lot of people may not even recognize themselves as being a caregiver. We talk to a lot of folks, and they say, oh, I'm not a caregiver. I don't give, you know, my dad a bath or anything. I just, you know, take him to make sure he gets to the bank and make sure the lawn's mowed or whatever. And actually, that is a caregiver.
Yeah.
A caregiver, if you provide any type of support, assistance, you know, in any arena of life on a consistent basis, you are a very needed person to help them stay safe and well. And that is, November is National Family Caregiver Month.
Yes.
And part of the message we want to get out there is that a lot of people are. The latest statistic is there are over 78 million people providing caregiving to their loved ones in the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's growing because as I was talking about the silver tsunami, there's a very large growing population of older adults, and the support that's needed as we age, there aren't often enough resources, enough funds, and so families need to step in and assist, which is wonderful. But it can be detrimental to the caregiver's health if they don't have the right support.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of statistics that show how caregivers become ill themselves because of the stress and strain of caregiving responsibilities.
Yeah, I can see that. Having been a caregiver myself, you tend to, it's kind of like the mom syndrome in some ways. You're always taking care of someone else that your needs become last.
Yes.
And, or denied, or there isn't time right now, or I'm just tired because I always feel tired when it could be an underlying condition for something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. And so for us at Shining Care, it's a huge part of our mission to provide support and resources to caregivers because they are vital in helping to make sure our older adults and loved ones are safe and well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like they say on an airplane, they say, if the plane's going down or there's a problem with the oxygen, where do you put the oxygen on first?
Yeah.
Yourself. Because if you're not okay, you can't help your loved one.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true. And so we always encourage people to give themselves permission to take care of themselves and to reach out for support, because doing it alone over the long course isn't really good for anyone.
Right. Yeah, no, so true. And, you know, I was looking at some of these stats with you before we came onto the show, and I was honestly, I'm shocked. We've had many conversations, but I was really shocked. There was the one where it was said, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead
and read
this one. It says, one in five Americans provide unpaid care for loved ones, and of those, over a million are young people between the ages of 8 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's, at 8, I was playing outside on the street, you know, and just having fun. And you figure, I guess the age, yes, shocked me, but the amount really shocked me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we see that a lot. And they may not even be, again, they may not see themselves as a caregiver. The family may not see them as that, but really it's whole families that are.
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
it's
no.
just, I don't know that our culture has been set up well for it. And so, the more the entire family has what they need. And is equipped and has some support and resources in place, the better it's going to go for everyone. And I firmly believe that this can be just such a beautiful time in life. And if people are blessed enough to have their grandchildren around helping, that's actually such a great experience for the grandchild.
Yeah, that's true.
It really is, but it can go really wrong if people don't. I always say, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, right.
And we sadly, by the time we get involved, most of the time there's been a lot of, you know, bad things that have happened that could have been prevented had they just known about certain resources or had certain information to utilize. And so that's why, you know, for National Caregivers Month, we are doing this kind of, I guess, educational campaign, and we're going to start having ads about it so that people hopefully will recognize, A, oh, I am a caregiver, and B, I guess I should take care of myself, and it's okay, and C, there's help out there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, just in talking with you and Colleen and learning about all the different agencies that are available through grant funds that can support individuals and families, to be able to have to call all of those individually, it would be so overwhelming. And that's what I love about how the two of you are able to really get down to the heart of the need of the family and provide that emotional support and physical support, making those phone calls and finding out what they are able to take advantage of.
So, you know, a lot of time and energy can be spent going down the wrong path. And so our goal is to quickly find out what's going to be the most suitable and what they're going to be eligible for.
Okay, yeah. So I know I want to talk about the programs that you have. So if someone calls you, just to kind of like a bullet point list, we can do within your agency. So you can connect them with Medicare, Medicaid kind of services, how to get started, or maybe answer additional questions, in-home health care services, get them connected with different agencies or private companies that help with that. And if I'm missing any, I know there's so many.
There's so many. I mean, it might be finding a reputable handyman.
Okay.
Or some other service, any kind of service that you might need to live life and, you know, maintain your home and all of that. And, you know, coordinating that and helping to make sure they're reputable and everything, that helps the senior a lot too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about other ways that the community can get involved as well. We've got a couple of more breaks. And if you're just tuning in, this is Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR. I'm Michelle Slade, your host. And joining me tonight is Joanne McCarley, and she's with Shining Care. And we are celebrating unsung heroes, the caregivers in our community tonight. We'll be back after this message.
Thank you. We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Steve McCarley with Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. We're excited to have our 7th annual Iron Soldier Benefit Ride coming up here on October 4th. All bikes are welcome, and 100% of the proceeds will go to our local veterans through Homeward Bound. You can pre-register by calling 275-7300. There are some great sponsorship opportunities for businesses. Once again, call 275-7300.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Heroes of the North State is brought to you by Vestra Resources, and we just couldn't do it without the fine folks at Vestra. They support our community on many different levels, and we just want to thank them for helping us shine a light on unsung heroes this evening. I'm Michelle Slade, and with me is Joanne McCarley. She is with Shining Care, and we're talking about unsung heroes, the caregivers in our community who are making such a difference, not only in the lives of their own families, but in the lives of others. And Shining Care is an amazing group of, if you're just tuning in, of three women actually, and a mighty volunteer group who go out and support our community by providing resources and educating people about programs in our community that can help not only caregivers, but those who are in need as well. So, Joanne, we left off talking about some of the programs that Shining Care has and wanted to touch a little bit on the Gatekeeper program.
Yes, and our gatekeepers are community members who, they're caregivers too in a way.
Yes.
And so basically, the Gatekeeper program is about we encourage and equip community members, mostly businesses.
Yes.
So beauticians, bank tellers, you name it. Anybody that might serve an older adult.
Okay. Waitress, anyone.
To recognize that they might be that one trusted person that recognizes that there's a new problem that valued customer or friend is at risk, and that nobody else may notice. And so we train and equip our gatekeepers to know what the warning signs are and how to talk to that person in an honorable way, reach out to them, and connect them to us for free assistance, basically finding out what's happening, what has changed that has, you know, cause them to be at risk. And then we help put a plan in place to make sure that they're okay. So it's an early intervention.
Okay. And so just to make sure I understand correctly, if I'm at home, let's say I'm the senior, mm-hmm. and I'm at home and I don't see a lot of people, but the pest control man comes mm-hmm. once a month and sprays my yard, and we get to know each other, and he has been trained to be a gatekeeper. He then notices, like, if I'm maybe not walking as well, mm-hmm. or maybe my memory's, you know, a little foggy, or suspect of elder abuse, maybe from someone else outside of that circle.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then what does he do? What does a gatekeeper do?
Then basically he just talks to you and says, hey, you know, I'm noticing this, and I think I have some friends that might be able to help out. And it sounds totally consensual, so we don't force anything on anyone. But they're that trusted person that can, you have a relationship with them, you know, and so we can have a discussion, and then they hands-on connect them to us. So even right there in the moment, our gatekeepers offer to call. If it's okay, we can call right now and get things started. It's very relational, very safe. We don't do anything that people don't want done, but a lot of times people do want some guidance or some help, you know, and they just don't know what to do.
Okay.
And a lot of times families don't realize, the person themselves may not realize that a really common thing is a TIA, a mini stroke.
Mm-hmm.
You can have had that and not even realize that you've had it.
Yeah.
And if you're alone a lot, you wouldn't necessarily know anything was wrong unless a trusted person who knows you can see it.
Yeah.
And reach out and say, hey, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah.
So it's great. Once we do that, then we connect them to whatever's needed. A lot of times family, you know, helping coordinate the family to help out.
Yeah. We had that happen in our family with a grandparent that lived over on the coast, and there was some elder abuse going on, but we didn't know because we live in Redding and they live on the coast. And even though we would go over and visit regularly, it was during the off times when we weren't there that the abuse was happening. And it took quite some time, unfortunately, before we were able to figure it out. And it came about through just looking at the checkbook with them and trying to help them pay some bills, and seeing a lot of withdrawals, a lot of financial withdrawals, trucks being signed over, you know, things of that nature. So actually, it was through talking with Shining Care that helped me understand that that's what was happening. So great program, wonderful resources.
It's very effective. Gosh, we have over 1,200 gatekeepers. And so I always say, you know, if you have a business or you work in a business and you don't, and you haven't been a gatekeeper, it's free. Everything's free.
Yeah.
It's very simple to become a gatekeeper. And then we're a resource to our gatekeepers too. So we have people call us and say, wow, I just had this situation. Is there a better way I could have handled that or whatever?
Yeah.
And you know what's so awesome? They really are heroes of the North State. It always amazes me how these people care so much about their customers who they see as, you know, friends. You know, they care mm-hmm. about them and they genuinely want to help. We do get a lot of calls with, you know, I hope I didn't handle that wrong or whatever.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
So caregiver education and all of that is part of what we do. So our website is full of really helpful information.
Yeah, you have a fantastic website, by the way.
Thank you. It's been a work in progress for many years.
ShiningCare.org?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Visit that. I would encourage all of our listeners to visit that website because if we're not touching on a subject tonight that maybe you're dealing with in your personal life or in your family's circle, you go on the website and it has a full, very clearly laid out, reader-friendly site to navigate.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that's our goal. And you can also sign up for our newsletter. We have an electronic newsletter that goes out. We have a Facebook page that has good information on it, too.
Yeah, so I'm a gatekeeper. Let's say I own a business and I have 20 employees. Will you come on my lunch hour and train me, or how do we do that as a corporation?
Yeah, so we tailor it to the business. So we've gone to three trainings if it's a large place. So our most famous was middle of the night at the post office.
Oh, yes.
The night crew. We went there one time, fire department. We've been all hours, days of the week. So we'll go as often as needed and at a time that's convenient. It can be as short as 15-minute session at a briefing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've had people really want the information. We've done 2-hour.
Yeah.
We can go into real extensive information, but so it's very tailored to the organization.
Yeah, no, so true. So I know there's another program that we were talking about, and it's your crisis
response and assistance program.
Yeah, so kind of giggling because I like the acronym.
So yes, we didn't mean for the acronym to.
Yes,
but it is fitting because it's all about you know, when a disaster or crisis happens. And so, yes, crisis response and assistance, CRAP.
Yes. it happens.
It happens.
So what's a need? What would fall under that?
Well, the most recent is the COVID situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And, of course, our fires. But we've had, you know, floods, any kind of a crisis or disaster where seniors may be isolated because of it, we can help.
Okay. So are you helping them with setting up go bags? Is it that kind of information or is it?
Well, it's kind of, do you want me to explain after the break? It's long. So basically it's volunteer run and it starts with a phone call. We assess. We spend some time asking very specific questions to help discover, okay, what do they need?
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So then on your website, my understanding is you have a volunteer portal.
Yes.
And you train your volunteers on how to make these calls to be able to assess the need.
We have an application process, and then we're doing all of our trainings via Zoom.
Okay.
And by phone, and then we give a lot of ongoing support. So our volunteers are trained to do that.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, and especially in this time where it's harder, I imagine, with our seniors living at home and with COVID, and you're not supposed to be around anyone. You know, we're supposed to do our 6-foot separation and then mm-hmm. stay in your circle. Feeling like they're just shut in and isolated from the population. So to have someone reach out and say, "How are you doing?" and
mm-hmm.
I could see a definite need for that.
Yeah, there is, and through that we've been able to get people the help that they need. And sometimes it's just feeling bored and lonely, and so we have our friendly visitor program too.
Okay.
And so folks can get regular check-in calls, how you doing, and chat for a while. Because being isolated and is serious, and we all get depressed. It happens to anyone. I think we all experienced it to some degree at some point since this whole thing happened, where we're mm-hmm. feeling kind of stuck at home and not connected to who we normally would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk, Joanne, forever. But we're going to take a break. I want to thank Vesta Resources again for sponsoring tonight's show. And I'll be right back. I'm Michelle Slate, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State.
We believe at Vesta Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are junior livestock auctions, Haven Humane, and veterans organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package, including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Welcome back. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight's show is brought to you by Vestra Resources, and we just cannot thank them enough. They are so wonderful to our community. They themselves are unsung heroes. They give from their heart to many different organizations, and we just want to thank them and glad to have them on our show tonight as our sponsor. You know, another unsung hero that we have, Joanne, and you know this well because you've been the recipient, is Jonathan Campbell and Subaru. They, well, you're going to say it better than I can. They're definitely unsung heroes. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so, you know, we're a small nonprofit, very grassroots. We have partial funding from the county for our gatekeeper program. The rest is just, as you know, asking the community to get behind us and help. And John from Reading Subaru was dealing with a family member like you that they were concerned with being financially abused, and saw our efforts for, you know, heard about the gatekeeper program and everything. And so anyway, went to bat for us and with Subaru, and they selected us to be the hometown charity of choice for Subaru, their Share the Love program. So people have probably heard about it. They'll start hearing about it. It's a national campaign for Subaru.
Kicks off on the 19th of November.
And they have their national charity recipients, but each local Subaru gets to choose a hometown charity. And so we're feeling very blessed and grateful to be this year's hometown charity.
So how does that work? If I remember correctly, it has to do with when you purchase the vehicle, I believe it's $150 of that vehicle comes back to Shining Care.
Yes.
Yeah, that's remarkable. And that could add up quite quickly.
Yes. And in 2018, we were the charity of choice, and that actually that was a very critical year. It was following the car fire and some other things that were very challenging for our little agency. And had we not had that check from Subaru, it would have, I'm not sure if we could have made it through. Quite frankly, it was that critical. So they came at just the right time. And of course, now in this season with the pandemic and everything that's happening, it's a challenging time for all nonprofits. And so we were just thrilled to get the news that we were charity of choice again this year. So
yeah,
it's a great excuse to go buy yourself a new car.
That's right. Well, who doesn't love a Subaru? First of all, let's just do a little commercial for them. They're centrally located right here in Reading on Cypress Avenue, easy access, and they're beautiful. And you can social distance while you're looking at your vehicles. So it would be wonderful. Go check them out, because the proceeds do come back and support Shining Care. And we're going to have some fun Facebook contests that go along with that from November 19th, I believe, to January 3rd is when it ends. I had a little quick conversation with Jonathan this evening. And so he gosh, just has a heart of gold. So, yes, definitely an unsung hero, the whole bunch over at Subaru.
Yeah, they were so great the last time. And, you know, they let us, we found Sign Stations did a free car wrap with the messaging. Because that's all a big part of what we do is getting the word out so people know to find help and everything. And so we did a fun car wrap and last year, and they worked with us on that, let us use the car for that. And this year, I don't know if we're going to be able to manage it with all that's going on in the world in 2020. But we're still going to do fun things. And we have pictures of the car on our Facebook page.
Oh,
if you want to see that.
So, and I think we're trying to plan something where, I don't know if this is something we can talk about yet.
Yes.
Can we?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. So you want to go ahead and share?
Yeah, so we're just to create interest and fun, we are going to have a banner set up in front of a car at Subaru, and there'll be a contest, so you can go down and get your take a selfie or have someone take your picture and then share it on your social media. And when you do that, then you're entered into a contest. And we're still gathering the prizes, but so we're usually able to get at least a $500 prize, you know, of some sort. We haven't. So if someone wants to donate for that prize, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
But again, it's all about getting the word out. Everything that we do is, so yes, of course, we hope people go and, you know, consider if you're in the market for buying a car, going to Subaru, and that would help our agency this year. But also just, again, the more people know, I can't tell you how many times I've had, you know, you're in the grocery store and you end up talking about things and asking what I do or whatever, and all the time. Oh, I wish I had known. If I had just known, I didn't know that was available. I didn't know about that because it was really hard. So, so our community could be part of sharing love and spreading the word.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, it is the share that it's the season, first of all. Mm-hmm. We're in the season of giving. And that leads us to our next topic, which is Giving Tuesday's coming up. And it's all coming together. It's like the perfect way to end a year of unknown. So I know you're really humble, and it's hard to ask for financial support. But you know what? I would be happy to do it for you. So tonight, listeners, this Shining Care is an amazing organization, and we will all eventually be seniors if we get to live long enough, if we are blessed to live long enough. And we're all going to have a need, and we're all going to hope that somebody knows about Shining Care if we're not in a place to be able to call ourselves. And so this is an opportunity as we get to year-end giving, and we just think about who do we want to support this year. Think of Shining Care, because this little mighty organization makes a huge impact with you and your family. And we want to keep them around for years to come. And the way to do that is with everyone just sewing into them, you know, $1, $5, $100, $500. Every little bit counts, and it all adds up. So Giving Tuesday is coming up December oh, gosh, I should know this, third, I believe.
I believe it's the third.
And it's online through the foundation here, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, which has changed their name to North State Community Foundation. And you look for the Shining Care logo, click on it, and you can make your contribution there on Giving Tuesday. Or you can also make contributions simply by going to shiningcare.org and contacting these ladies and make a charitable contribution. You can donate right there as well. Mail-in checks, very check-friendly. I just encourage everyone to please support this cause because it does make a difference. And it's because of them that we're able to be able to help these caregivers that are helping our grandparents and our neighbors and our friends and someday us. And so with that being said, we'll talk a little bit more about some caregiver stats because we're going to be ending the show shortly. And I just want to say thank you to all these caregivers who are just making an impact.
Yes.
And they are heroes of the North State.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. So, Joanne, is there anything that maybe we have missed that you would like to share with us this evening in regards to Shining Care?
Well, for the caregivers, we have a free webinar coming up. We can't do the symposiums where you come in person now, but you can just, in the comfort in your home, you can be in your jammies or whatever.
Nice.
We have it at the lunch hour. So the upcoming webinar is, we're calling it Successful Caregiving, and we're going to have experts from Passages and the Alzheimer's Resource Center. They're fabulous speakers, and they have so much helpful information. So you'll get useful information on dementia and Alzheimer's, but then also very practical, useful tips for caregiving. And then there'll be an expert panel for question and answer. So if you can attend live, you can ask your questions by a panel of experts to support you, and it's free. And if you can't attend it that day, it will be recorded and on our website for future. So, and I think you have the flyer there. I'm sorry.
I have the flyer here. So it's December 3rd from noon to 1:30, free registration. Go to shiningcare.org, and that's shiningcare.org. And there's just click on the link that allows you to register. Pre-registration is it required?
No, it's not required. It's helpful because on Zoom, there's a certain amount that we can have for free. And we want, when you register, if for some reason it's more people than what they allow, we want to be able to get back to you to get you that information later.
Perfect.
So that you could watch the recorded version.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I attended the last webinar, and what I loved about it was how interactive it was, because normally when you go and you're in a room, you're able to do those Q&As, raise your hand, and this was set up very much like that, where you could do your instant chat, then the question was read, and the answer came right back to us. And in fact, I remember saying, gosh, I want to hear more about Passages. And you're like, oh, we're doing a special talk on her next month. So definitely it's shiningcare.org, pre-register. We're going to go into program very shortly. But, Joanne, thank you so much for coming. We've learned so much. And, again, never enough time. it could be a two-hour topic easily.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I hope this was helpful to someone.
Yeah, me too. Well, you are listening to Heroes of the North State. We'll be back next month. We've got a special guest here for Christmas, so you're not going to want to miss it. Follow me like me on Facebook for My Umbrella Marketing, and you can see lots of information about it. And I want to thank Vestra Resources again, sponsor of our show this evening. Have a great night, and we'll see you next month.
Yesterday, found myself in The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.